Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Settle back, relax, buckle up. It's time for the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary Mike Gary, who's in studio with us today, and the incredible star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, it's good to be with you folks, and I'm just noticing, Mike's awfully stiff.
Yeah, I had a little neck problem. You know, I've had a little bit of stiffness in the neck or whatever. So
did somebody down at the beach say, "Hold that thought"?
Somebody said, "Hold that thought."
And
that's true.
And you're now holding it.
It was either this or the photo with him eating the big sandwich. So maybe we can go to that in segment two.
But I'm relaxed. I've got the hat going there. I've got that whole Aloha Mike look looking for me. We need a picture of you, Mike Gary, up there in the screen. Mike's going to handle all of your comments and things because, as we always broadcast at this time, we're on CRN Talk Radio. We're on Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and then all of the other platforms, including Roku TV, Facebook Live, and you can get on there in our chat room on Facebook Live and make some comments. We welcome you to the show as we move along into another sports week, and we actually have sports to talk about this week. In our next segment, Fred, we're going to get into the baseball season, aren't we? We finally got a season with some meat to it.
Yeah, we have a season of 60 baseball games with the asterisk of opt-out all through it. It's going to be the opt-out World Series. And, until they throw the first pitch out, after Fauci throws the first pitch out for the World Series.
Yeah.
As soon as he does that, they're going to have about six or seven guys on each team to say, you know, something, I just tested positive in the bathroom, so I'm out of here.
Dr. Fauci now has a baseball card, a Topps baseball card. We'll talk about that. Apparently, a lot of people getting that thing on over there.
And he looks cute with that mask, doesn't he?
Yeah, and when he has it on, sometimes in the stands he takes it down and then makes an excuse that he was sipping water, although no water bottle was actually in the picture. But, you know, Fauci was the guy that said, don't wear masks, and then he said, do wear masks. It's like any doctor. Yeah. They change their minds a lot when they don't really know what's going on.
The only voice of the virus is Anthony Fauci.
The voice of the virus. He could play, you know, maybe instead of the Washington football team, it could be the Washington Viruses. Well, that would be a good one.
Potomac.
They come and
Potomac.
Get in there and multiply. So we'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio-listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863 or visit them online at ccrane.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Michael Gary is with us, two mics, and then, of course, Fred, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend.
Great to be with you.
Time to talk some sports. It's good to be with you, too, Fred. And so, you know, we were kind of up and down on the baseball season. It started, there were, you know, no fans in the stands. Then they put the cardboard cutouts in there. Will Smith of the Dodgers hit a home run and knocked one of the cardboard cutouts' heads off, and the guy that the picture was on asked for the baseball, and that was a little exciting. But then it sort of heated things up a little bit when the Dodgers midweek played the Astros and Joe Kelly was on the mound. This was, did you see the game, Mike Gary, and did you see this game as well, Fred Dreyer?
I did.
Yes, I did see you. I was on the air during the actual game, doing the Up in the Rafters podcast. We were watching it on social media. It was kind of hard because you can't comment about an ongoing MLB game on another network because of contractual obligations, but it was something else, fellas.
So, Fred, what's the deal here now? Joe Kelly has been suspended for 8 games. Dave Roberts, the easygoing Dodger manager who was easygoing during this thing as well, he gets suspended for a game also. What's the deal, Fred?
Well, that's just cover. You know, they figured he's the manager, and you know, your pitcher threw at this guy. So, if we're going to get rid of him, we're going to give you the real cheap exit for 1 game. So they gave it to Dave. They gave 8 games to Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
And I saw the incident.
Let's set up the incident for the audience, because then I need your comments here. It was the Dodgers playing the Astros. The real incident is the Astros were cheaters. They were banging on trash cans to go ahead and tip off their batters while they were stealing signs.
Yeah, I believe actually we have some archival sound on that. Hold on.
Do you have it? I think so. We have it. Let's see. There you go. So Altuve, but they had buzzers attached to themselves so they could. Thank you very much. Keep that on Fred during the show. In fact, no more Garcia Parra, who's a Dodger commentator, said at the beginning of the show, you know, they take the sound of the ballpark and they put it now behind these games with no crowds. And so they do it for each ballpark. And he said, if you listen, you'll be able to hear the trash can eating.
They forgot to edit that out.
Yeah, they forgot to edit that out.
It looks good, though. It adds for spicy replay.
Good for Nomar. So, all right, so we get into the game, and Joe Kelly's pitching. And Joe Kelly, you know, he can be an outstanding pitcher. Sometimes he can walk people. Sometimes he can strike out four in a row. Sometimes he can walk four in a row. And so he has a little control problem. I watched the game. I didn't think he was throwing at batters. I thought, oh, no, here we go. Because there's runners on base, and he's, you know, throwing behind people and things. I'm thinking, we're going to lose this game. And so the Astros get a little upset at one point. Alex Bregman on the Astros, when Joe Kelly gets off the mound, he says, "Just get to the mound, little bleeper." And I think that Joe Kelly must have heard that.
What was the word?
A bleeper.
I know, but what? Give us a hint.
I think it started with a B.
No, and started with an F.
Oh,
he says, just get on the mound, little bleeper. So you got it.
Yeah,
and so and then. Joe Kelly throws at, throws behind Chick Corea, I guess, was the guy that was Carlos Correa. And so that's a great musician.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah,
you know, you see where my head's at.
Yeah, he is really good.
Carlos Correa. And Carlos, walks to the base or whatever. And he walks out of the batter's box. He doesn't seem like he's that shaken up, although he does go to the ground. And he gets back in. And eventually, Joe Kelly of the Dodgers strikes out Carlos Correa. And as he's walking off the mound, Carlos Correa's kind of looking at him, and Joe Kelly looks at him, purses his lips, put a little little message there, and finally he makes a little comment to Carlos Correa as he's walking off the mound, and apparently that gets the Astros a little bit upset. He says, "Nice swing, bleep."
It was
that's the word that starts with the B. Nice.
It was a filthy 9-6 curve that got him out. And I saw Joe Kelly, I mean, I totally understand that he was pumped up. Not only is it the cheating Astros, but it was a tremendous pitch.
Yes, it was a great pitch. He got himself out of the inning. I think he was having trouble.
Well,
Fred Dreyer, your comments.
Look, the funny thing is that it was clear that that Joe Kelly took it upon himself to answer for the Dodgers for a World Series he was never in.
Well, he was on the Boston Red Sox.
That's not the Dodgers, by the way. It was two different uniforms.
He got screwed out of things because he played in the American League, and the Astros were cheating for 2 years.
Well, then he should have said so, you know. But, you know, if I'm on the Dodgers, the first thing I do is tell the guys, let's go out and beat these guys two times, pound the crap out of them, and let's push on down to Arizona and win those games. To dine out with an old, tired narrative is just cheap. And, if you don't like the guy, tell him to meet you outside just very quietly, and then give him your best shot. But, you know, for the most part, the league does. They gave Kelly 8 games. They gave Doc 1 game. And the message here is ownership doesn't want to hear of this problem anymore, because especially owner Crane of the Astros, because that's the guy who should have been made to divest his team. The team should have been punished. Well, how do you punish 40 guys, 35 guys? How do you do that? Well, it's kind of hard to do because people are on different varying contracts. But the one guy you can punish is Crane, the owner. Punish him just like the NBA demanded that Donald Sterling divest the Clippers.
You're right.
For a complete different reason.
Right, but this was another reason that was just as good, and they should have been the owner should have been forced to sell the Astros after this. There should have been some punishment. There wasn't, so I think these throwing episodes are going to continue, and I support it 100%.
That's 100% correct, and Bill Plaschke, great LA Times columnist, agrees with you. He says, quote, "If Rob Manfred had punished the cheaters, pitchers like Joe Kelly wouldn't have to. The lamest commission could have stopped Tuesday's 6th inning before it started."
It now has tempered itself and settled into common sense and reason, and nobody's paying attention to common sense and reason.
You're right.
Get rid of this owner. Get rid of him, and I'm surprised that the Dodgers, anybody on the Dodgers, not the ownership or managers, but the players should have said, this guy should not be allowed to own a baseball team. He has given up that right by doing this in the World Series.
No, I agree. And when you look at how this suspension of 8 games to Joe Kelly was handed out, and Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, gets a 1-game suspension, they mentioned that that Joe Kelly was given a 6-game suspension for an incident in April of 2018 when he hit Tyler Austin of the Yankees. So my comment is, what are they looking? If they're looking back to see why Joe Kelly should be penalized, let's look back to see why the Astros should be penalized and get rid of this team from this owner, and let's move along. Because guess what? If you don't get penalized, you don't pay for the incident, it will continue, as you just mentioned, Fred Dreyer and Mike Gary. It's going to continue, and I welcome it. Just keep going. Bring it on. Dusty Baker, I'm sorry you inherited this. You weren't there. You're not the cheater, but you better just get ready to get your guys beat up a little bit.
And if I'm Dusty Baker, and I'm not, if I'm Dusty Baker, I tell the press, I tell my team first, look, it, I wasn't here. I saw what happened. I'm a baseball guy. I know these types of things are very, very spooky. And I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be a long year. It's 60 games. It's going to seem like it's 160 games. But you've got to get ready to defend yourself. And the best way to do that is hit the damn baseball over the fence, shut your mouth, and play baseball, and expect to have the league come at you just like this.
Yeah, we got a little bit more to talk about, so we'll take a quick break and come back and finish this up, because some comments from Dusty Baker, comments from Alex Bregman, comments from the teams in general. We'll get this to you a little bit more here as we continue in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. We're here every week at this time. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Mike Gary in with us today. Happy to have him. We'll get to your comments on Facebook Live. We'll hear from the great Fred Dreyer, the star of our program, for gosh sakes. Just get your bat and glove. Get out there. Stand in. Get a bat. Watch out, Fred. I'm going to blow you back with this next pitch.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with Mike Geary on the show today, and the one and only star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Just how do you do?
A bit more here, Fred and Mike, in our audience on this Joe Kelly throwing, supposedly, at the Astros, Alex Bregman and Carlos Correa here in the game. And so the game started out early. Bregman, the ball sailed on Joe Kelly, and it sailed on him, and Bregman took a base without saying a word. Two batters later in this the game that was the Dodgers and Astros, someone was yelling at Kelly to just get on the mound, little bleeper, and then Kelly throws four consecutive pitches high against the first baseman of the Astros, Yuli Gurriel, and then throws a curveball that nearly hit Gurriel, and it looked like he was wild. He was a little bit, his control gets suffered sometimes. They say that when he was, practicing, he was throwing at his house and he went to make a pitch and he broke a window because the ball sailed a little bit. So Joe Kelly has these problems. He's had a little erratic control during his career. He's got a rate of 9.4 strikeouts per nine innings and a rate of 4.2 walks per inning in a game over there. So Dusty Baker comes out at the end and they were asked to Dusty if anything might have provoked.
Oh, it provoked? It looks like there it
and
goes.
So Dusty says, don't give him an excuse. No, I'm not giving him any excuse because we didn't say anything. We don't start nothing, but we don't take nothing either. Ooh, you know what I'm saying. Well, I know what you're saying, Dusty. You cheated your way to a world championship. They should have taken that world championship trophy. Don't give it to the Dodgers. Just take it away from the Astros and make the owner sell the team. We wouldn't have these problems. Fred?
Well, again, you've got 30 baseball teams, 30 individual owners. It's a clubhouse. It's an inbred, morally defunct group of people. It's nothing but money, and it's nothing but people pressuring the press and the TV people. And what you get is you're never going to get anybody from a network, or you're never going to get anybody from the press, certainly. You know, you don't want to give away those free lunches and those good seats. Hmm. But
that's true.
you don't have a way out if you're an owner that has put himself in a position like this. But you get helped by people not asking you to get rid of the team. I cannot believe for the life of me how not one person, and I mean this, I'm talking about Bill Plaschke here, who I have a great respect for in the LA Times. I'm talking about national, local. Nobody asked and demanded that Crane give up this team except who, Mike Horn?
You.
You've That's correct. And I
right
did,
from
too.
From the get-go.
And I did. From
right
the very
from
get-go.
The get-go.
From the very get-go, as soon as this incident occurred, as soon as this thing exploded, I said, dump the owner, and then everything will be smooth, and people will now rely on the standards of baseball once again. Because right now, the sport's in bad hands with these types of owners.
Yeah, not only that, bad hands and types of owners, but bad hands and the types of Rob Manfred, who's proven himself to be one of the most ineffective commissioners of all time. I think there's some context here, because I mean, we're just coming off this Marlins situation where, you know, it seems like half their roster tested a positive coronavirus, and we all thought, I mean, there are certain people here that thought that that was it for the season. And no, Rob Manfred said, no, we're going to send you guys home for 7 days, not 10 days like the standard quarantine, but 7 days. And it should be noted, too, that a couple months ago when they first started putting together these protocols for coming back to the season under the guise of this pandemic, is that Manfred quietly put out a statement saying, hey, because of social distancing rules, we don't want any arguments. The fines and suspensions are going to be a little bit more heavy for coming out of the dugout because they don't want people, like, you know, up in each other's grill. But it seems like the Marlins situation happened, and Rob Manfred was criticized rightfully for not handling that well. And so he seems like he really had to respond in some heavy-handed manner. You couldn't just, you know, A, cancel the season, or B, eliminate the Marlins from contention in this truncated season to begin with. And so it seems like he's so reactive. He's like a child. It's like something happens to him, and he reacts forcefully and without thoughts. And I think that we're seeing now that Joe Kelly will appeal the suspension. And so until that appeal is adjudicated, he still is eligible to play. But I lay this – I mean, of course, the cheating scandal is directly laid at the foot of Jim Ichabod Crane. They should take his head for that. But I think Rob Manfred deserves a lot of blame as well.
Well, Rob Manfred belongs to the owners.
Exactly.
He is the guy that was selected by the owners.
He is their vassal.
Here's the interesting thing. The Players Association and the lack of leadership within that group allowed that to take place. They signed off on him, and they did that because of the collective bargaining agreement. They did it because, you know, hey, look, we're going to give you guys all the money you want. You're going to be making $40, $50 million a year. It's going to be great. You're going to have everything you want, but we want the guy that we want in order to interface with the press and the networks and global politics. That's who they chose. So that guy isn't going to turn around and go to the microphone and say, well, I've decided to get rid of Mr. Crane because he's cheating. That's the last thing you're going to hear from Manfred.
Well, 8 games for Joe Kelly, no games for anybody that was involved in this cheating scandal. Beating that trash drum, I can hear it now like it was yesterday in the stands, beating that trash drum to give away all the pitches to the batters up there. Not one. There it is.
Oh yeah,
I told you. I could hear it.
Boy, that has a nice resonance.
It's right there in the
and
stands.
8 games in a 60-game season. And so if you average that out to what it would look like in a 162-game season, that's a 22-game suspension.
That's right. They play 6 games, and one of the Dodge announcers said, hey, after 6 games, a tenth of the season is gone. These games count. So I'm telling you, Cody Bellinger in spring training, he was speaking, claimed that the Astros cheated for 3 years and that Jose Altuve stole an MVP from Aaron Judge in the American League. You Yankees fans will agree with that. So anyway, Carlos Correa was not available after the game, but Alex Bregman was. And if you saw him, he was just, when they asked him, did he throw at you, did this, all he kept saying was, I don't know.
It's funny how these guys are making all this money. They have all this attention. They have a career that can last 25, 30 years. They never have to grow up. They can always be a baseball player all their life. And when the spotlight comes on you, you have nothing to say. This is amazing. Well, this has always been amazing to me. You know, people will gripe and bitch during the private hours, and they say, you know, well, you know, this clubhouse, what happens in this clubhouse stays in this clubhouse. And yeah, but nobody has an opinion. But this is the time you want to put 4 or 5 of your star players together. Go to the podium and say, turn the light on here. I want to say something to the American people, if not the world. This owner has to go, and I'm going to be the player on the Dodgers that spearheads the movement to get rid of this creep.
Yep.
That's what should have been done. To believe that the baseball players themselves have some character left.
And until there's some sort of formal, really recognition of the scope of the cheating scandal and how this so sullied the game, be it forfeiting the title, be it divesting Jim Ichabod Crane of the team, we're going to continue seeing these incidents happen.
I think you're right.
Not only the Dodgers, because
no leadership, fellas.
There's plenty of other teams, plenty of other players who think that what the Astros did was absolutely destructive to the game. And so we're going to continue to see the sweet chin music coming for not only this season, but seasons moving forward.
Let baseball police themselves. That's it. I want to hear what the fans in the stands think there on our Facebook live feed. In the meantime, we've got a new baseball card out there from Topps. Apparently, a guy who hasn't handled a stethoscope in 30 years, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made that opening day pitch. Now, he did not have too good a control. In fact, it went far to the left. He pitches sort of like his politics. They're off to the left. And thank you, Mike Garrett.
Yeah, very well done.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. And so he's now on a Topps baseball card, and they've, 51,512 prints in 24 hours. They put the baseball card together, and he broke a card record. Bigger than the Mickey Mantle card, for God's sakes. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Fred Dreyer, who would have thunk this?
Well, Dr., we call him Tony in the dugout.
Okay.
Dr. Anthony, Tony Fauci, not only was pathetic, but he now pushes Barack Obama off of the memory bank of bad first pitches.
Oh, that's right. That was a bad first pitch,
too. Did you see Obama's first pitch?
Yeah, that was – I would
it looked like Betty down the street.
Obama was pretty athletic, too. I'm excited. But you get real nervous up there, and Fauci kind of put a hook in there.
Put your toe on the mound, and you heave it.
You played. You put somebody out there. You know, I think – isn't President Trump is going to be throwing something out?
No,
I hope it's a ball.
No, he's not.
I don't know what will come out there.
Well, I mean, it should be –
he played baseball. He'll
be okay?
Should he get a chance.
Dr. Tony, I mean, it's tough for him. It's tough throwing, you know, 60 feet, 6 inches when you're only 5'6". President Barack Obama, I mean, it is hard throwing that ball when you're wearing the body armor underneath the jacket. So it should be noted.
That's the excuse.
That's true. I forgot about that.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But it should be noted, too, that when George W. Bush threw out the first pitch of the Nationals game shortly after 9/11, wearing the vest, it was a heater and it was a strike right
down the pipe. He looked good doing it. It was just a matter of fact. He said, hey, give me that ball there, bud, and threw it right over the plate.
And it was very important during that time after September 11th in 2001. People needed that.
They were rooting for the guy. I mean, you root for Fauci, as lame as this guy is, and as much as a liar as he is. I believe all the lying elements in his whole body came out on his right arm, and he dumped that ball up the first baseline. That's what I think. I think the guy is so rotten.
Tell us what you think.
He needs hydroxychloroquine.
You think so? It's our maybe he had a rotator cuff problem. You never know.
Yeah,
we
that's
can check
what he,
that out.
That's
get
exactly.
Get Dr. Burks to get in there and do the job there. All right, we got to take a break. Come back with more. Got to talk some football here. Fred Dreyer's in the room. For God's sakes, it's the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn. Mike Gary joining us today. Glad to have him. The one and only Fred Dreyer. And, of course, hopefully we got your comments here. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty Strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Making popcorn for movie night?
Whoa, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
Seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Thanks for joining us. We know you have choices in talk radio. Thanks for joining the Sports Lounge. There's truly Michael Horn, Mike Gary, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, one final thought here on this Joe Kelly thing. When Lance McCullers, who's a starting pitcher, Lance McCullers Jr. on the Astros, said Joe Kelly threw a ball behind Bregman's head, a 3-0 on purpose. Not only did he take it upon himself to send a message, but he wasn't even part of the team during that 2017 season. We knew coming into the game that he likes to go off script. It is what it is. It was done unprofessionally. What he did after he punched out Correa was unprofessional. Running into the dugout was unprofessional. So it is what it is. We're here to play baseball. We just want to win. That's it. You freaking cheater, Lance McCullers. Beating a trash can. We know you want to win, you slime ball cheater. It's obvious. So you should shut your mouth up and just go back and stand there in the dugout and take what the league is going to give to you.
Well, see, you see what Mike just said here, Mike Gary.
Yeah.
Mike Horn just said what I've always believed to be true, is that common sense, the train of thought, what should have happened when McCullers spoke out like he did, somebody on the Dodgers, I don't know who could have possibly be, I have no idea, but somebody should have spoke out and said exactly what Mike Horn just said, and just said, hey, you know something? You got a lot of guts complaining about anything. You're lucky we didn't hit you. And by the way, you know, you did a great job of fooling everybody on that trash can that you were beating on during the World Series. You know, you ought to shut up, and if you don't shut up, the next team that plays you is gonna be hitting you too, because we're gonna tell them to hit you.
Yeah. Last thing on this though is that Joe Kelly is a Dodger now, and now he's a Dodger life.
That's your spokesperson, Fred. He's the guy. Let him talk.
He's got an LA pass for life, and I'm totally fine with putting a statue up at Hibbins Stadium.
don't tear it down.
Wait a minute. There's statues coming up. Well, there's a lot of statues. Room out there.
There is. I'm telling you, it's just that it's what should be done. It's just I'm telling you, they got a new position on the Astros now. They got the nine positions, and they also have the designated hitter. Now they have trash can operator. That's it.
There is.
Thank you very much, Mike.
And then, I'm waiting to hear a cat's howl. You know, like the trash truck comes by at 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and it makes all that noise, and the cat squeals.
That's it. This Okay, there you
see?
Go. All right. A lot of Patriots are opting out already. Five of their players for the season, because they negotiated a deal, the players in the league, and you can opt out. And so the Patriots lost about five players already.
Yeah. Well, they're worried that they're going to catch. Look, if you heard about, the Clipper. What's his name?
Sweet Lou Williams.
Who was given permission to go to a funeral. Mm-hmm. And then on the way, either there or back, he decides to go to a strip club and get some wings.
The chicken wings are the greatest
wings
in the country.
At the chicken club.
They're the best chicken wings in the country, according to them.
Man,
the best.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is what you're dealing with, you know.
All right, now we've seen like the Major League Baseball season started, and there was I can handle the kneeling before the national anthem, but then stand up when the national anthem plays. So now we got some more stuff going on here on the other side. Apparently, Stefan Tuitt said not kneeling for the anthem. He's not going to kneel during the anthem. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. Mm-hmm. So he's going against the grain here. He's on the Steelers, a defensive lineman, and he won't be with those people kneeling during the national anthem. He says also, I'm not kneeling for the flag, and screw anybody who have a problem with that. So he said, my grandmother was an immigrant from the Caribbean and worked her ass off to bring 20 people over the right way. She had no money and educated herself to be a nurse. She's living good now. I'm with this guy here, my new favorite football player. Let's put a football card out for him, Fred.
Yeah, Tuitt. T-U-I-T-T.
Tuitt.
Yeah, Tuitt. So a guy like this has a sense memory of his own family history. He understands where the standards are, understands what's right and what's wrong, and what is political. He will not politicize his memory of his grandmother, and he won't criticize, or he won't let all of the politics of this year and of what's going on be a distraction to him and his family. He's going to go out there and he's going to toe the line. He's going to give respect to the flag and the country because of his grandmother. And that element is what is at stake here in this country right now.
And I don't think he's worried about getting any guff both on the field or on the streets, because he's 6'6", 305, and had 39 reps at the bench at the combine.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's the way it is. People just say, "Yeah, that's a you don't have to do that. If you want to stay home, you can stay home."
Now, another guy that I respect a lot is the great NFL Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, and he has some comments on there. He was talking about players that kneel during the United States, and he says, as a protest against police brutality. And he said if the players kneel during the anthem as a protest against police brutality, they should, quoting him now, get the hell out of the country.
Yeah.
Let's go, Mike Ditka.
That's
here.
Right.
This is good. Guy's 80 years old and better than ever with his comments.
Yeah, if you have feelings and opinions and you're compelled to act out, then do it somewhere else. Do it in front of a restaurant. And don't do it when there's other people who have paid hard money to watch you play. Just don't do it. I get upset about a lot of things, and I'm not beyond having certain hardcore feelings about what I believe in, but I shut my mouth because it's not my place.
He was asked by TMZ if the players in the league should kneel during the national anthem, and he said, quoting him again, "If it was up to me, I'd say no. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. That's the way I feel. Of course, I'm old-fashioned, so I'm only going to say what I feel." That's his right to say it.
Well, there it is. It works on both sides.
We got fans in the stands. Any comments coming in here, Mike Geary?
Yeah, we got a couple here. Our friend Paul Stern, great Paul Stern, jumped in here.
Yeah, neighbor Paul?
Yeah, neighbor Paul said, "Where's Jim Murray?" in response to kind of the media coverage around the Astros. Shannon says, "Fred, you're a funny guy. Tight jeans and all, Hunter. Lol." And then also we have Kathy. She has a great question. "Is baseball even America's pastime anymore?"
I think so now more than ever, don't you think, Fred, with this Mike Kelly?
Well,
Joe Kelly thing?
That's a good question, because everything, you know, things change in life. I would think that, let's just say this, the things that the three of us have been talking about today, about the sanctity of the sport, doing the right thing, and having integrity over what you might hope to that would go your way. You want to win the World Series, so you cheat. And if that goes without being accounted for, which apparently it looks like it's going to, you've got issues. You got to start questioning the sanctity of the sport. And if Crane, who put up his millions and millions of dollars to make billions, if he doesn't think that he can lose his team, then you've got a tough situation here.
I think I think colloquially you can still call it America's pastime based on demographics. I mean, and also just the game experience. It's one of those things. I mean, you can be super intent in watching the game like you fellas do. You can have it on kind of in the background. But I do think that pro football, even college football, to some respect, is America's sports. I think that the way
college football
and NFL football. I mean, that the amount of money that both those two sports, college and pro football, generates. I mean, the owners of NFL teams, I mean, they've become the quintessential, you know, blue blood robber barons of the current America. And I just think that football, it's they move mountains.
Well, Gil Garcetti here in LA is going to take care of that. He's going to make sure that we never see another college football game again.
Really? What do you mean yep. Mayor Garcetti you're talking about?
What did I say?
Eric Garcetti, the current mayor, and the man with the funny-looking hair. Yeah, he's
a blithering idiot, by the way. You do know that.
He's the guy that
suggested that if you go to the beach, you'll be allowed to go if you only stand on wet sand. Nobody can stand on dry sand.
That's correct. Yeah, don't forget that.
So that was...
So you tell you, NFL's the pastime. Is it going to survive here with contact sports, with everything? I was talking to the great Hall of Fame broadcaster, Bob Miller, and he says, hey, they may be making a mistake with basketball and then football and the hockey, people in close contact. Baseball, maybe they space out, but everybody else is in each other's faces. And now they're saying that, well, they've built bubbles for Major League Soccer, the National Hockey League, the NBA. Should they build a bubble for football so they're all played in one area? Your thoughts on that, Fred Dreyer?
I made a note here. Where is it? I made a note here.
Page three.
That cancel the season.
Really?
That's what I said.
That's what you say?
That's what I said.
Yeah. I don't know.
And here's the deal. Clearly, I'd like to have sports, you know, but they're going to set everybody up. We really mean to have a great season. We're going to do everything we can. They already know, just like you found out here in baseball, once you put people together, once the season goes on, all you need to do is have one or two people, two defensive guys and an offensive guy. All you have to have is a couple of guys test positive, and everything starts to collapse and erode. And pretty soon you're playing with half a team, and it's not going to be satisfactory.
Time for us
people.
To suit up.
I actually disagree with you, Fred. All due respect, I think that football is the one sport that I think that if you do see some players contract the coronavirus and test positive, what you're going to do is, I mean, there's so many other players waiting in the wings, guys on practice squads, guys that play semi-pro, guys that play, you know, have played before that are on retirement. I think that there's just so many football players out there that they can just cycle people in and out. But what I think is going to happen is that's going to make the sport hard to watch.
You're going to water the sport down.
No.
You've got a lot of superstars. What happens when your court, when Mahomes? We just read about
Brett
Patrick
Favre.
Mahomes.
Two words, Brett Favre.
When Brett Favre is being
called
up to warm up, I mean, they've run out of quarterbacks. And so there's only 16 games a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you start eroding the first five or six games, you've got big issues here. You're actually going to start the season knowing that you're going to end it.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, you brought his name up. Isn't he part owner of a baseball team now? What's that all about?
He's got to do something when he's not playing.
Kansas City, right?
This is
a big deal. He's the quarterback of the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champs.
He's a minority owner, as they say.
Yeah.
This might be a Magic Johnson situation. I mean, the deal wasn't really – the terms of the deal weren't really discussed. I mean,
he's a member of the new ownership.
His dad,
group,
you know, Pat Mahomes was his father. He was a pitcher for the Mets and a bunch of other people. But
this is
a good PR move right here in Kansas City. The Royals baseball team. The two stadiums are literally across the street from one another.
But if Mike Horn, gives me .00000. 1% of CRN. Does that make me a part owner of CRN?
Yes, it does. And you start throwing your weight around.
And you
in
get
there.
To wear those T-shirts. And,
go in the, that's right. You go in the locker room.
You get to go.
Food,
you get to go. You get to go.
Food.
To, you get to go to all the sports luncheons.
You're at Columbo's every night, you know, Fred Dreyer.
can't
get a seat. You're sitting there at Columbo's sitting on something. That's the way to go. I like that idea.
And you get to get drunk and then speed out of the parking lot.
It's work for Fred and myself. We might as well break Mike into the fold.
That day you got drunk. You were so hammered. We're at Lakeside.
We're back with your email. Stay with us here in the Sports Lounge.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. you can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh?
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Back in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Mike Gary, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, acting legend Fred Dreyer. Fan mail time. Timothy writes to you, Fred, said, Hunter was one of the best shows I've ever seen. Mm. Saw every episode. It had to have both you and Stephanie.
Well, thank you very much. We've been very fortunate to have a great fanship across the country and around the world, actually.
Pam said, answering last week's request, here's the site where the fans can order the three Hunter movies. Listen to this.
Oh.
Everyone Walks in L.A. in 1995, good. Return to Justice in 2002, Back in Force 2003. In 2002 and 2003, the Hunter movies had the highest ratings of the year of all TV movies shown on the networks. They were sensational, and the website is TrueTVMovies.net. TrueTVMovies.net. We'll post that up at the Sports Lounge website.
Yeah,
Pam also sent a picture of you with Stephanie Kramer and the great late
Charlie Hallahan. You know how good Charlie was. Charlie passed away Thanksgiving Day, driving on Ventura Boulevard, going over to family's house.
That's sad.
He was a great guy, and we had so much fun to go to work with great people like that. You know,
he would have been 77 years old. She said, "Happy heavenly birthday to Mr. Halley."
Now, may I ask a question? Is this the same Pamela Johnson that sent me a birthday card?
That's the one.
She was just so fabulous. Thank you, Pamela, so much. I really, really appreciate that. I got a lot of response. You know, it has a lot to do with this show and the things that we're doing. But I got a lot of response for this birthday, you know. Not so much in other birthdays, but this one was a good one.
A great comment here from Shannon on Facebook. Shannon, thank you. I really enjoy watching you guys. I'm in Florida, and there's a lot going on here, but hearing your talk show really lifts my spirits.
It's good.
How about that?
Marilyn says, I never get tired of watching Hunter. I wish they'd show reruns. Fred Dreyer, definitely a sharp, no-nonsense guy. They are on, was Amazon and Hulu? We said you can watch the Hunter reruns. They're all there.
Yeah, they're there.
Anything else, Mike, from your side?
Yeah, just a lot of great response. Thank you to everybody that chimed in here on Facebook, Facebook Live, Ciarán, Facebook.com/CRN Talk. So thank you to Shannon, to Paul, to Kathy, to Miss Gay, to Shauna. We really appreciate it.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer,